morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, November 20th. You'll be interested to know, 80 years ago, today in 1945, a tribunal in Nuremberg convened to publicly try major leaders of the defeated regime for crimes against peace, humanity, and the laws of war. The trials established a formal international standard for accountability, asserting that even heads of state could face justice and setting a precedent for future human rights protection. So now you know. And now, it's time for the SURF Report. Thursday in Encinitas. This morning it's looking clean with waves around 1 to 2 feet. Conditions stay fair until about 8, then shift to choppy as the wind picks up to sideshore at 7 miles per hour. Expect the wind to increase to 9 miles per hour by noon, adding more texture to the surface. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 5-foot incoming high tide, when the southwest swell is 1 feet at 14 seconds, and the offshore wind is 3 miles per hour. The first high tide on Thursday will be 6 feet at 8 a.m., followed by a half-foot low tide just before 3:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Expect clean conditions on Friday with waves ranging from 2 to 3 feet, building to 3-plus feet by evening. Saturday remains consistent at 3-plus feet, but becomes choppy as winds shift onshore in the afternoon. Sunday sees a steady increase with clean conditions and waves reaching 3-plus feet, making it the best day of the period. This morning, there's a slight chance of rain showers, and it feels like 58 degrees with 5-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:45, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:27. It looks like we're in for some showers and thunderstorms today, with a high near 60 and a south wind blowing at 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 20. Tonight, expect cloudy skies with more showers and thunderstorms, a low around 55, and a strong south wind at 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 25. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely and a high near 60, with an east wind 5 to 10 miles per hour and rain amounts generally under a quarter of an inch. A chance of showers lingers Friday night. Then Saturday will be mostly sunny with a high near 60 too, and only a slight chance of morning rain before 10 a.m. Sunday and Monday look dry and mostly sunny with highs in the low 60s. And patchy fog each night into the mid-50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, two of Tahoe's premier ski areas will not open as planned on November 21st due to stubbornly warm temperatures and lower than normal snowfall in the mountains. Vail Resorts announced that both Heavenly in South Lake Tahoe and North Star near Truckee will not hit our originally targeted openings. Kirkwood remains on track for its December 5th opening, while other ski areas have also delayed their openings. However, colder temperatures and light storms have allowed resorts to begin making snow. Mount Rose has delayed its opening without a new date, while Sugar Bowl is on track for November 28th. And Palisades expects to meet its target of November 26. Now on to sports. The NBA season is in full swing, and teams are starting to reveal their true potential. In the Western Conference, the defending champion Thunder and the improved Nuggets are clear contenders. In the Eastern Conference, the Cavaliers and Knicks stand out as potential title threats. Teams like the Minnesota Timberwolves, Detroit Pistons, Los Angeles Lakers, and Milwaukee Bucks are one move away from being serious contenders. Each team has specific trade targets to enhance their chances of winning the NBA title. In local sports, the Seidler family has begun exploring the potential sale of the San Diego Padres just a day before the second anniversary of Peter Seidler's death. According to league sources, the team carries approximately $300 million in debt, along with several onerous player contracts. Padres chairman John Seidler stated, "We will undertake this process with integrity and professionalism, honoring Peter's legacy." While the Padres focus on their players and fans, they are also seeking a new owner who shares Peter's vision of building a competitive team. The Seidler family has engaged merchant bank BDT and MSD Partners to assist in this exploration. In top news, the Social Security Administration has scrapped plans to limit disability benefits after significant backlash from older Americans. This decision followed an article in the Washington Post that reported potential loss of benefits for many. Commissioner Frank Bisignano assured advocates that the controversial proposal would not proceed. Advocates celebrated the decision, emphasizing the importance of Social Security disability insurance for those unable to work. Rebecca Vallis, CEO of the National Academy of Social Insurance, praised the administration's choice to avoid cuts. Concerns remain that changes could still affect eligibility for thousands of older Americans seeking benefits. In business news, Bitcoin has entered a death cross, and Ethereum is not far behind. Crypto traders who bought near recent highs are feeling the pain as the market declines. Bitcoin is now around $88,000, down over 20% in the last month. The overall crypto market has fallen to $3 trillion, with 95% of coins in the red. The Fear and Greed Index has dropped to 16, indicating extreme fear. Meanwhile, traders on Myriad predict Bitcoin may drop to $85,000, while Ethereum could slide to $2,000. Bitcoin is currently down 3% to about $92,000. Ethereum is down 5% to just over $3,000. And XRP is down 5% to $2.13. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A tiny ape-like humanoid may still be living in plain sight, scientist says. Flores, Indonesia is the home of the scientific study of small humans. Retired professor Gregory Forth continues to proliferate the hope of finding a living Homo floresiensis. His book spells out his multi-decade search for evidence of a continually living human-like species. The scientific community believes a small species of human known as Homo floresiensis once lived on Flores, Indonesia, around 50,000 years ago. Forth thinks these ape-like humanoids could still exist, evolution be damned. He has studied Homo floresiensis for roughly 40 years. Forth's hopes of a living Homo floresiensis were emboldened by the finding of fossils roughly 20 years ago. And in entertainment news, Netflix has informed Warner Brothers Discovery Management that it would continue releasing the studio's films in theaters if its acquisition of the company is successful, Bloomberg News reported on Wednesday. The existing theatrical release contracts of Warner Brothers would be honored, according to the report, which cited sources familiar with the matter. Reuters could not immediately verify the report. This news could reshape the future of theatrical releases if the acquisition proceeds, highlighting Netflix's commitment to maintaining traditional cinema experiences. Stay tuned for further updates on this developing story. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American lawyer and Supreme Court Justice, Robert H. Jackson. And he said, "The ultimate purpose of the Nuremberg trials was to make the law of the future, not merely to punish the past." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.